You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is Sunday, November... What's the date?
6th.
November 6th, and we are driving home from the Comfort Inn Hotel that we stayed in last night, and from a busy weekend we had. Well, by the way, the boyfriend's here. Say hi, boyfriend.
Hi, boyfriend.
The boyfriend's doing the driving today. Yesterday, Saturday, we had a very busy day. We went horseback riding first early in the morning at the Marriott Ranch in Hume, Virginia. And that was really fun. For one reason, the trees and the fall foliage were perfect. Wouldn't you agree?
They were beautiful.
Now, I was at the end of the line of horses because there were about 12 people there, and we were at the end of the line because you basically are going on a trail. What is that, like a walk, would you say?
Yeah, that was a walk.
Yeah. And the boyfriend and I were at the end of the line, and so I could see everybody ahead of me and watching the boyfriend's horse relieve itself several times. But the best part was the foliage and all the different colors you could see.
I'm going to stop here.
You want to stop and get apples?
Yes.
Okay, so the boyfriend's going to stop and get apples, and we will be back in just a minute. Or a second for you.
Hello, everyone. This is Mr. Larry Vader, and I'm the host of the Little Fatty Cast on littlefatty.com. So go ahead, grab yourself a glass of sweet tea and join me and a whole bunch of special guest hosts as we discuss the life of a 20-something-year-old, me, from here in the heart of the Deep South, Charleston, South Carolina. Now, if you want to hear more, you can check us out online at littlefatty.com, or you can search for us in iTunes. We'll see y'all soon.
And the boyfriend just stopped at the Kinker, what is that? Kinker Roadside Stand? What was that?
Kinker Family Orchard.
And he bought some apples and some apple cider. What kind of apples did you get?
I got Rome apples and John Adam something or other apples. I don't know. I bought them last time. They were good.
Oh, okay. And I did notice, because you were telling us last time about the Kinker family, inbred looking, I would say that little Kinker Jr. guy was maybe a step off the evolutionary trail.
I think you would like to see him nude in front of your camera.
As long as he didn't open his mouth.
Okay. He's Kinkers.
All right, let's get back to the topic we were talking about, horseback riding. What did you like about the horseback riding?
It was relaxing, and the scenery was beautiful.
I agree with that.
And I had a very nice horse.
Your horse's name was Sally.
Yes, a mare. I don't really like riding mares, but she seemed to be nice enough.
And do you remember the name of my horse?
I don't.
I can't think of the name of my horse, but my horse was kind of slow at times, but yeah, it was fine. But I had a good time doing that. That was like our third time going to the Marriott Ranch to do that.
We always have a nice time there.
We do. And then after the horseback riding at the Marriott Ranch, we went to Linden Winery. And I had never been there before. Or actually, we drove by, but it was closed one time. But the boyfriend's been there before, but he doesn't really care for their attitude because you can't bring your own food and have your own lunch and sit on their deck. They say you have to sit out in the fields on the picnic tables, which is probably not very good. But anyway, so we went there, and it was very, very crowded, wouldn't you say?
Standing room only.
Standing room only, and we did their tasting, and they only tasted four wines. Is that right, four wines?
Yeah, and then we went to the cellar tasting, where they had a comparison of wines.
Right, I was going to talk about that next, but after our tasting, we actually bought a bottle of their, what was it, their claret?
Yeah.
They had a bottle of their claret out on their deck with some bread and cheese and sausage that was... The boyfriend's trying to make me believe that it was a venison sausage, right? Right?
That's what it was.
I don't believe that. It didn't taste like deer.
Because how would you know? How would you know?
Well, I wouldn't know, but it tasted like pork sausage to me.
It tasted like beef sausage. Beef summer sausage to me. And yes, it was deer. Deer.
Deer isn't beef. Deer is venison.
The taste of venison is very similar to beef. Because you have never eaten venison before, you wouldn't know.
You're right, I wouldn't know.
So now you do know. You know why?
Why?
Because you've eaten venison. Oh, we're going to pass this over.
Well, just watch this SUV over here. Okay. It's funny, we're talking about driving while we're driving. I mean, while we're recording. Look at that beautiful orange tree. Like that. Okay, so...
Lisa has mums. Stop.
You already bought mums last weekend.
I need one more mum.
You want one more?
I want one more.
Okay. All right, well, so that after we sat on the deck and had our claret with some nibbles and things, then we decided we were going to do the cellar tasting, which they only take six people. Was it six people at a time? I think it was six people at a time. And you get to taste three different wines, and each wine had two vintages or 2 years that you get to taste. And the first one we tasted was a Chardonnay, and we tasted it from 1999 and from 2001. And it's interesting the differences within the years and what the winemaker is able to do with it, because I really enjoyed the 99, which was a fruitier, crisper Chardonnay, and the boyfriend really enjoyed the 2001, which was oakier, butterier, and things like that. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree.
What would you like to say about those Chardonnays, anything?
They're both very good, and it depended on what you wanted to do with. One was more suitable with food, and the other you could sip on its own, or you could serve with some kind of light fare. I know how you like to have a crisp Chardonnay with your salads.
Yeah, right. So then after the Chardonnay, they had, well, it was their red, but their red was really a blend because it had Petit Verdot and what else was in there? I don't remember.
Cabernet and Merlot, I think.
Was it Merlot? I thought it was Cab Sav and Cab Franc.
No, it was two different reds, two different, and I think the blends were different in both.
Oh, okay, but, and even so that, with that we had two different vintage years too. I think it was it 2000 and?
It was 2000 and 2001.
Okay, and I didn't, well, there actually was a big difference because the second one that we had, was that the 2001?
2001.
That one was much more pepperier and spicier.
It was a little more substantial than the first one.
It was much more substantial. But then the 2000, and am I getting confused? The first one I liked better.
And the second one I liked better.
Right, which is usually the case. And then the last wines we tasted at the cellar tasting was the Late Harvest Vidal. Was it a Vidal? And I thought both of those were extremely sweet and...
Well, they would be sweet.
Well, I know, but like sweeter than I care for to drink. So, but of the two, I again prefer the first one, and you
like the second one.
Yeah, as usual. So we really had. I really enjoyed that part of the trip to the Linden Winery. And then the boyfriend bought me a bottle of wine, the 99 Chardonnay that I liked. I thought that was awfully sweet of him.
I know you're going to have that with some crisp greens, maybe chop in some apples, pears, nuts, and you're going to make perhaps a lemon vinaigrette to pour over it.
You really think I'll do all that?
Yes, and then you're going to perhaps have some soft cheese that you're going to cut on top of that.
Oh, I don't know about that. So then after the Linden Winery, we went to the hotel. We drove to the hotel because we stayed over last night. And I have a short video you'll see of the boyfriend waking up in the morning, but I'll post that on Tuesday. Then we went to the hotel. We relaxed a little bit. Is that a nice way to say it?
I would say it was relaxing.
And then we took a nap. And then we got prepared to go to the the what was that thing last night? It was like the revealing of the Cabernet Sauvignon. What is that?
It was the Reserve Cabernet dinner.
Reserve Cabernet dinner, and we had there were seven gay men sitting at a table together with a bunch of, and this is out. This was at the Grey Ghost Winery in Amosville, Virginia, and there were lots of older people there. It was a black tie optional event, so there was lots of tuxes, and there weren't as many glittery gowns as I thought there might be, but
no, this was a little more of a, last year it was lots of glittery gowns and big hair, and it wasn't quite that spectacular this year.
No, it wasn't quite, but we had a great time, the seven of us sitting at the table. These guys, well, were cute, one, and were like fun to talk with and drink with. We were we had the 2004 Cabernet Sauvignon Reserve. Right?
This is the 2002.
I'm sorry, 2002 Reserve.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Okay.
Which they just won a gold medal for their Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon. So they unveiled it last night with the dinner, and they were pouring the Reserve Cabernet all night. It's the only night they serve the Reserve Cabernet. They don't pour it in the tasting room. It's only for purchase because they only make, like, what, 70 cases?
Yeah, he said 70 cases, yeah.
So, but it was an outstanding, it's an excellent wine. We had a very nice time enjoying it, and now we need to get into
your right lane. Now, for dinner, they had
Prime rib. Mine was medium rare. Yours was rare.
No, mine was done. Mine was, actually, it was more like medium because there was definitely some pink in there. But
how did you stand that?
Well, I ate around it, but it was pretty done. But anyway, I was going to say that it was perfect for that Cabernet Sauvignon. It was a perfect blend of the wine and food to go with it. But there were other foods there too, but I didn't really eat all those. But the boyfriend did. He actually.
Yes. Yeah, so what were the other foods? Vegetables.
Vegetables and some chicken mushroom thing.
That was very good.
Well, obviously everything was very good because you ate everything. He was a little piggy last night, weren't you?
Well, I was hungry.
Yeah, you were hungry.
Look at the flowers.
I know, they're beautiful. But now, what would you say was the best part of the evening?
The best part of the evening was toasting the 2002 Reserve Cabernet with Archer.
Aw, that's sweet. And the five other guys at the table.
Yes, we had a very nice time.
And we got all dressed up, and
Where's there two? There are, like, how many lane dividers here in this room?
Well, the other one's actually blacked out if you look closely. Oh, no, maybe they're not. I don't know. So, then we got back to the hotel about
11:30.
11:30, yeah,
and then you woke me up at 7 o'clock this morning.
I let you sleep some more.
No, you didn't.
Okay, so so that was the weekend, and now we're driving back home because I have a million things to do today, and the boyfriend's going to play tennis. And do you have things to do today?
I have a test to write, and I have some pets to feed, but that's about it.
Well, I was wondering if you had pets today. Okay, so do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Archer ate all of the salad again last night. He doesn't save any salad for anybody else. Make him stop.
We know that's not true. Okay, boys and girls, until next time, bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.